Good morning. This is May 30, 2018, episode number 4 of the 3-Minute Market Update. This is Stefan Boy, your host, and here are the take and the news on metals, energy, grains, soft, and livestock. Starting with the metals, precious metals are rebounding as Italy stabilizes, at least for now. They survived the auction this morning of their bonds. So more stable Italy equals a stronger euro, a weaker US dollar, which then leads to stronger gold and a slightly stronger silver trailing along. Platinum actually following them as well. Copper is breaking some important support levels. The general negative economic tone from yesterday has carried over to the Asian markets overnight and then to the industrial metals. And I see a similar pattern developing in palladium as it does in copper. In the energy sector, oil and gasoline are rebounding after the recent washout. Last Friday, the Commitment of Traders report showed speculators were holding a record long position in RBOB, and it's not surprising to see a little correction at this point. Sure, there's a global risk off that adds to a negative tone, but that is not the fundamental drivers in this market, we believe. It's OPEC's production cuts that will be the movers, and we're still a few days away from any official statement on that. Natural gas reversed course yesterday following 5 days of higher highs and capping a 10% move since the beginning of May. Fundamentals remain unchanged with the potential of hotter weather putting pressure on energy demand. In the grain complex, we had our first crop condition report for corn, and it was a great one. Second best one on record. Best good to excellent rating at 79% since 1994, according to Allendale. Soybeans were also looking good with 77% planted, which ahead of pace of last year and faster than what traders expected at 72%. The trade talks here with China obviously are also still an influence, and so there's this on and off conversation with them is driving traders crazy. And for now, it's a little bit of risk off and prices down. Wheat conditions improve for the first time in a long time. It's a small improvement, but it's an indication that maybe just ahead of harvest we'll have a little bump in quality. Softs have been very interesting, especially in cotton. As it went limit up right after Memorial Day, it seemed a little bit overdone. When you got a holiday like that and a big move, you can probably expect a retrace of that move when big traders come to market, which they were not involved in the initial trade during Memorial Day. Reasons for the move are kind of attributed to the weather. We already know the situation in Texas. The tropical storm Alberto added to the concerns there, and that's what was moving, at least what's being credited to the move. Coffee has broken out again from the little consolidation around the 120 area. The assumption here for us is that the large crop in Brazil has already been discounted, so anything from here on out, any news is probably going to be bullish news. It's hard to find more bearish news there. Contrary to that is cocoa, which is doing its own May routine, which is a little buying overnight and in the morning and then selling in the afternoon, or at least in the second part of the day. Their fundamentals remain unchanged with production coming in a little bit better than expected, the mid-production. Sugar is restarting its rally, and we see that more correlated with the Brazilian real issues as it started its weakness again. There's also talk of trucker strike, but I'm not sure that that's really that important for sugar. Livestock, it's been a while since we talked about this, but the cattle feed report was actually last Friday. Seems like ages ago, but the market is still digesting that report, which was neutral and just confirmed the massive supplies are coming for the rest of the year. But as we have seen, kind of the theme of today, it could be that we are just buying the news after selling the rumor and recognize that much of the massive supply was already discounted. Similar situation hogs, which is also supported by good seasonal demand heading into the 4th of July. And that should probably last for another couple of weeks. that's all for today, and it's been a little longer than 3 minutes. Hopefully you survived the 5 minutes. Have a good day, and we'll see you and talk to you again soon.